Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb. Tuesday edition. Any edition's good. Tuesday may just be slightly better. I don't know. You find out. Let's get the good of the day.
The good of the day, I'm going to give it to an evil genius.
Evil genius.
Evil genius. That usually doesn't end you, put you in the good category.
No.
But this 16-year-old is heading places.
Okay.
So 16-year-old Rylan Freeman, who was, his baseball team was playing in a state championship up in Dallas. But on their way back home, they live in southern Texas, on their way back home, they decided to take in an Astros game.
Oh, very nice.
So he, as he was there, he sat there and he caught Astros. I'm going to butcher this kid's last name. J.J. Matijevic.
Okay.
Caught his first.
The rookie.
Rookie. Yeah, caught his first run, major league hit, which was a home run.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hit a home run in his first game.
His first major league hit. On Father's Day.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Astros did what they normally do in the situation for such a momentous occasion. They sent a rep to go and secure the ball and see what they can, you know, what they could trade for it. Well, JJ had no problems offering up his demands.
Wow.
He ended up walking out of there. You ready for this?
Yeah.
A signed Verlander jersey.
Nice.
He wanted a bat, but they said they couldn't do a bat for whatever reason. So the Verlander jersey says, nice catch, Justin Verlander. And then he also received, I think, 6 tickets for a future game. I had it here, but now I can't find it anymore. I mean, basically a bounty of stuff for a home run ball that really is just sentimental to the guy who hit it. It's not going into Cooperstown. It's not going in even into the Astros Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But he was able to come away with just this whole list of stuff for this one ball. And he wanted Yuri Gurriel's bat, but they said they couldn't do that.
Yeah, I get that.
So I'm calling him an evil genius.
Because well done, child.
He was able to just get a whole bounty full of stuff for this baseball.
Yeah, I always think to myself, there's always those people that say, well, it's not my baseball, it's his baseball.
Right.
But that's not true. It was never his baseball to begin with. Right? Like the guy who caught Derek Jeter's 3,000th hit, which was a home run. He said, this isn't my ball, it's Mr. Jeter's baseball.
Right.
But I thought, well, that was never Mr. Jeter's baseball to begin with.
Yeah, he just happened.
He just happened to hit one that was owned by. It went from Major League Baseball to you.
And technically, he never even touched it.
Right. Yeah, Derek Jeter never owned that. Like, so you giving it to him, that's fine. But you're giving him your baseball. It's similar to being in a casino.
Yeah.
When you win $100 at a casino, that's your money. If you give it back to the casino, that's fine, but you've given him back your money. You give Derek Jeter or JJ, this whatever young man is.
Matijevic.
Yeah, you give him the baseball, you can do that, but it's also good to take a billion-dollar company and ask them for $1,000 in merchandise.
Yeah.
Why not? It's not that big of a deal.
Well, this is
they grabbed a jersey and had Justin Verlander sign it. And there's no cost at all to that.
No, not at all. It's just, right? I mean, part of some of Verlander's time, who isn't doing anything anyways because he wasn't pitching in that game.
So they go, all right, hold on one second. They run down to the Astros store. They grab a Verlander jersey off the shelf. They tell the cashier, we got this. And then they go, hey, Justin, sign this real quick. Let's get the stupid baseball out of that kid's hands. Fine, man, nice catch, Justin Verlander. Wait, well done. Yep. Want some tickets? Here's some tickets. You want a hat? Here's a hat.
Yeah, he also got a Jose Altuve signed baseball.
That's awesome.
6 tickets, and they get to come watch batting practice. They have like a VIP
perfect
section where they get to go watch batting practice.
Perfect. Because again, if you're the Astros, every single player on that team is blasting baseballs out of every park in America. Why don't you? You know, the guy that's going to his first hit is a home run. How often does that happen? You could pony up a grand worth of merchandise and experiences.
All that really, I mean, how much did that cost him? 6 tickets, a baseball, and a jersey.
Yeah, they got nothing. They basically got away with no expense, pretty much no expense at all.
Yeah, maybe they could have sold the tickets. Maybe that jersey, which is $100, would have sold for something else.
But for them, they bought it off the uniform. What is it? The jersey
China.
Company for $8.
Right.
So
that's what I'm saying. Evil genius.
Good
that's,
job.
That's what this kid, you know, we need to be more like this kid.
Pray people, know what you have. Know your value, all right? You're not putting the Astros out for a signed jersey, but get it anyway, right? Yeah, don't let them go, signed baseball.
Don't let them strong arm you.
Don't
what
let them.
You're saying.
Don't let them bully you into taking like. How would you like some outfield tickets? No, I want third base or first base line tickets. Would you like a jersey from the gift shop? No, I want a signed jersey that you're going to get from the gift shop for me. Oh, okay. You want a hat? Yeah, I want a hat signed by like six players on the team. Know what you have.
Yeah.
That's
I mean, you know, you
lesson.
Can't you, and don't be outlandish. Don't go like, "Yeah, you know those World Series rings? I want a real one."
Yeah, exactly.
You're not
you got to know what you're not going to get a World Series ring, and you're not going to get a suite for a year. Okay? They're not going to give you a suite cuz you caught a baseball that the kid might want, yeah, it was my first major league hit. It's a home run. Yay. All right. What's the bat of the day?
The bat of the day is World Cup Cutter 2022.
What's going on with World Cup Cutter?
You know, has it not been one disaster after another with this place?
Yeah, I know.
With this World Cup? I mean, I'm excited the U.S. will be playing it. I'm excited to watch it. I will watch every minute as much as possible come this November. But I'm glad I'm not going to be there in person to see it. Why, Tony? It's because World Cup Cutter 2022 is running out of hotel rooms.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Wasn't this anticipated?
Apparently not.
They weren't building hotel rooms just for this?
I seem to remember that they were constantly building. I mean, weren't they building all those islands and putting hotel rooms on islands?
I thought that they were like, we know exactly what we're getting involved in, and we're going to build everything we need.
I don't think Dubai is running out of hotel rooms. It's the other towns that are running out of hotel rooms, the lesser-known towns that you don't really see all the time.
Oh, they didn't think that the world might want to attend the World Cup?
Well,
is that the problem?
And, you know, we know that not every game is going to be played in one city. It never is in the World Cup. So their solution, Tony, is that they have, I'm using the term loosely, luxury tents.
Oh. Oh,
In fan villages that will basically run you roughly about $200 a night.
Good Lord.
Now, 80% of these are without running water and without AC.
So you're going to basically get a tent with no running water and no air conditioning in Qatar for $200 a night. Now, the hotels are probably $1,500.
Probably.
Right.
At that. If you're doing the math the right way.
How, like, I know the country is not exactly, it's not big, but it's not tiny, tiny. So if you were going to the World Cup, is it possible that you could stay in one city and being like, oh, we got to get there for Thursday night's game where our country is going to play, but where our base hotel is here. Right. Or is it too big? You can't do that in America. Like when the World Cup is in America, you can't be like, well, I'll get a hotel in Nashville. And if we're playing in Boston, we'll just drive to Boston and back.
Here, I just Googled it, and you'll know better than I will, okay? The size of Qatar, the entire country of Qatar, is actually slightly smaller in area than the state of Connecticut.
Oh, I thought it was bigger than that.
So did
I. I'm sorry. I thought it was bigger. I must be thinking of the wrong country. I thought it was bigger than that.
I did too.
I didn't think it was as big as Saudi Arabia, but I didn't think it was tiny like
Connecticut.
Like Connecticut. Okay, that's perfect. Now you can be like, I got a hotel in Dubai, and wherever the team is playing, doesn't matter, I can drive to it or get to it.
Well, now it makes me really wonder, are they running out of hotel rooms in Dubai?
Yeah.
Because, if you lived in, if you were, I don't know, what's a town in Connecticut that's kind of further away from Hartford?
Oh,
because Hartford to me would be
stores.
Okay, Hartford to me would be Dubai, right?
Right.
Because that's the biggest city in Connecticut.
How about Bridgeport?
Bridgeport, is that a big city in Connecticut? I don't know.
Danbury.
I don't know my Connecticut cities. I'm just wondering, is it possible if you stayed in Hartford, could you travel to Danbury?
Yeah, very much so.
And not a bad drive, right?
No, not at all. Bristol? How about Bristol,
Connecticut? Bristol, Connecticut. I've heard of that place.
How about that place? All right, yeah. So, I think you can get a hotel in Dubai and be like, no matter where our team is playing, we can get there relatively easily.
Now I can't help but think that they're running out of hotel rooms in Dubai.
Right, right, right.
I didn't put two and two together because I was thinking the same thing that, you know, if the World Cup's in the United States and they say, hey, United States is running out of hotel rooms, you know, obviously if you're going to go see a game in L.A. or in New York, you know, you can't be in one of those cities and drive to the other city, country.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
This thing is a mess.
Yeah, just completely.
Oh, I can't wait, though. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I went on Facebook Memories today, and there was, like, some World Cup stuff that was going on. So I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, because this is normally when it happens.
All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is that Major League Baseball and clothing company Off-White and New Era have a collaboration with each other. That features, the only reason why I'm bringing this up, because it features Off-White's, I don't know if it's a signature look for them, but it's something that they do describe as their own, called Meteor Holes.
So does the shirt look like you've been hit by a meteor?
Yes.
Does it look like you...
Yeah. So the hat will have a hole in it as well. So you put it on your head, you will have a hole, kind of like on the side of your head.
That sounds dumb.
Yeah. Not only that, Tony, but you want me to run down the pricing for you?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Because the hats will cost you, a hat with the hole in the side of the hat will cost you about $260.
Oh, come on with this nonsense.
The t-shirt that, you know, looks like a, well, you know, just it has the team logo on it. Maybe it's not the jersey, but maybe it has the name and the number on the back. That'll be $355.
So this is a jersey-like shirt that has a hole in it like it would hit by a meteor.
Have a couple holes, I think.
Oh, okay.
And then the hoodies will cost you $630, and the jerseys themselves with holes in it, the replica jerseys, will cost you over $1,000.
So the $260 hat is like a Yankee hat with a hole in it.
Yes.
Or a Marlins hat with a hole in it.
With a hole on the side.
A hole on the side. Got it.
Exposing your head.
Got it.
That kind of defeats the purpose of the hat. I don't even know, why would you ever want to buy a hat with a hole in it anyways?
No, that's terrible.
And I get, you know, like, you know, if you have jeans, you know, sometimes you buy jeans with pre-ripped holes. I understand that's fashion, but I've never understood that with shirts.
When I was living in Las Vegas, it was the summer that Armageddon came out.
Okay.
And the Luxor Hotel, the one that's the pyramid, they had a big sticker, is the best way I can put it, on the side of the glass of the hotel that looked like a meteor blasted through it.
That was fun.
That was cool. That was neat. Yeah. Because you would expect sort of blue sky on the other side of the pyramid, and it had it colored in like blue sky. So it absolutely looked like a meteor had gone through the Luxor without all the death and carnage that would have occurred had a meteor actually did that. But I don't know if a hat would look cool. I think it would look kind of dumb. I don't want to wear a hat where I have to explain it over and over again.
Yeah, what's wrong with your hat? Why does it have a hole in it?
Hat? What's that? Oh, you don't know? It's
fashion.
Fashion.
And I'm not talking
$260 for this thing.
And I'm not saying it's like a small hole.
It's not like a big one. Like a
No. I'm not saying it's a small hole. It's a big one. Good size hole.
It looks like a meteor.
Yeah. Like I'm looking at the shirt or jersey. I'm not sure what this is. The hole reaches like it's like half of the part of the name and reaches down to the numbers.
Wow. Okay.
So picture jersey, you know, standard jersey, and half part of the name is missing, and the, you know, part of the number is missing. So we're talking a hole.
All right. Well, that is dumb. That is the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Tuesday. It is Tony D, Ron Culver, again on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver, that's Ron with two N's. Also, we have like us on Facebook at Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver. All right, coming up, some things I learned about the Belichick-Brady relationship from the first half of that book I read on vacation. So we continue with Wake Up Call.